Soccer has been in Sitka for more than 20 years, thanks in large part to dedicated parents and volunteers. Annie LaPalme started coaching in the late 80s and says in 2001 the Sitka Soccer Club was formed. She says they then joined the Alaska Youth Soccer Association and every year put on a major league soccer camp.
Since joining Alaska Youth Soccer Association, enrollment in soccer rose from 134 in 2003 to 170 players from ages 4 to 18. Approximately 30% of the players are female. Both indoor and outdoor soccer are played depending on the time of the year.
Kids who have grown up playing soccer say a sanctioned high school team is the only way they can play against existing teams in Juneau and Ketchikan. 25 students have already signed a petition saying if the Wolves had a team this year, they would play. Student Matt Rule says kids who want to play in college have to compete against people from around the country who have the advantage of playing high school soccer.
You know, compared to an all-state player, you know, I don't really match up. I may have the same skill level. I could be just as good. But a coach is going to be looking on paper saying, no, I think we'll take this kid and give him the scholarship.
Another student, James Kaler, says he grew up with soccer in his veins. And after moving to Sitka from Virginia 2 years ago, he's taken advantage of all the local programs that exist, but it's just not enough.
And I'm as an aspiring college soccer player, I need competitive experience. And we need a club that can travel, that can play other teams, so that I can even stand a chance, so that I can even be on the horizon of college scouts.
College scouts aside, supporters say soccer appeals to kids who aren't currently participating in any other sport. Chessa Cofini says when they offered soccer at Blatchley Middle School in 2007, 34 kids turned out to play.
What I was amazed by is most of these kids, 29 of these kids, did not play another sport at the middle school level. So these were kids that soccer appealed to them directly, and they weren't involved with anything else. So that's 85% of the kids.
Cofini says the same thing happened the next year.
And I think the reason that soccer appeals to them is that it's a simple game. I mean, you know, it's unlike basketball or football or other things where maybe you need equipment or there's more rules. You get out there, you kick a ball around. I mean, that's basically all there is to it.
But school board members were quick to point out that once a team is sanctioned, there is actually a little more to it than just kicking a ball around. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says he's all for any activity that keeps kids in school. But he's also overly cautious when looking at the budget.
Every time we add a sport or add an activity, eventually it costs the school district money. It has to come from somewhere. And I'm truly appreciative of all the dedication from the parents that have volunteered to do this. But the baseball program started out the same way, the softball program started out the same way, and the football program started out the same way.
School board member Molly Kabler says she asked that the issue be put on the agenda because of the tremendous support for soccer in the community. But she says the school board is also charged with making the tough decisions.
I'm considering strongly voting in favor of the motion, but I really have to ask the board members, at what point are we going to take something off the list? We have a declining student population, not a growing student population, and that's a really ugly idea. And I think we have to ask ourselves really carefully, you know, what's our intention here, because it's pretty irresponsible just to continue to sanction and never make any of the other hard decisions. So.
In the end, the motion to sanction the high school team without funding for a two-year period was passed unanimously. After 2 years, the issue of whether or not to continue the program will come before the school board again. Parent Ike Kaler says he's thrilled with the decision.
I'm very excited. I'm happy that they approved this, and we know there's no money. There isn't anyone on the board, or none of the prospective coaches right now are going to ask for any money. You know, we're going to do this on our own. We would do that if we were a club. And that's the way we're thinking about this. Really, we're just trying to increase the students' opportunity to be in a competitive environment.
And Kaler is quick to point out that soccer is not a fringe sport.
This is the most popular sport on the planet. It's the only sport that has a truly international competitive culminating event, the World Cup, and also opportunities in the Olympics. So it's a big deal.
Sitka High now has until 2012 to see how popular soccer will be as a sanctioned high school sport. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.